Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
A minor league baseball season is divided into halves to begin with. And in the case of the Texas League, that's a pair of 69-game halves. And you can also divide the season into smaller groups. And for the Rock Hounds, these 12-game stretch, which began Tuesday here at Springfield, Missouri, Hammonds Field, is a very, very much a pivotal, at this point in this first half race, a pivotal 12-game road trip. So 12 ball games, a pair of six-game series. Halfway through the first half, or at the quarter pole, if you will, of this road swing, the Rockhounds are now 3-0. They defeated the Springfield Cardinals last evening in a ball game that went right down to the wire and almost then some. 8-7 was the final. Early home runs by Cooper Bowman and Brennan Malone, each extending a pretty impressive streak, had the Hounds up 2-0. Ball game went back and forth early, as it did on Wednesday as well. The Rockhounds scoring four runs in the third inning, and that gave them a 6-3 lead. It was actually, though, a single by Jason Rosario in the fifth inning, put the Rockhounds up 8-4, and that would be the game-winning swing when all was said and done. As we'll tell you as we go through this broadcast, these two teams, two of the best offensive clubs in all of AA baseball. In fact, they rank first and second, Springfield and the Hounds, respectively, in batting average in all of AA. And among runs scored, Rockhounds lead all of AA baseball. So offense has been, more often than not, front and center in this series. But last night, the Cardinal bullpen did an outstanding job. In the last six innings, the Rockhounds went up and down in order five times in the last six, including the sixth through the ninth inning, three up, three down. Cardinals had a chance to get back, and come back they did. They got within 8-7, but Pedro Santos slammed the door in the ninth inning after hitting one batter, but he got a nice double play turned by Cooper Bowman, Jack Winkler, and Brennan Malone, and that closed the door. So the Rockhounds have won three straight. Do they gain any breathing room at all in the South? Nope, not a bit. Frisco had been rained out in Amarillo on Wednesday. They played a double dip yesterday, and oh my goodness, what a miserable day and evening at Hodgetown in Amarillo. Frisco won the opener 10-1 and won the nightcap 10-2, 20-3 in a doubleheader at Amarillo. Now, the Rockhounds have a half-game lead over Frisco. That half-game will disappear at some point before the half is over. Frisco was rained out in the finale of a series with San Antonio in the Metroplex. They will make that up in the Alamo City. So the half game will at some point go away. But the Rockhounds lead Frisco by just a half game in the South Division. Real quick note, in the North, Springfield, remember, won its first 9 games of the season. And Arkansas kind of held around, just kind of hung around and hung in there. Then they took a series, in fact, here from Springfield. The Cardinals and the Travelers are now tied at the top of the North, and Northwest Arkansas only 2.5 games back. So just past the halfway point of the first half, talking about breaking a season into sections, a little past the quarterway mark of the entire season, halfway through the first half, two very, very good pennant races. Pitching matchup in game number 4 of this 6-game set from Springfield on the way when the Bud Light pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Cardinals take the diamond here this evening at Hammonds Field. Again, game 4 of the 6-game series. Rockhounds have won the first 3, and that guarantees them no worse than a split of this series. And obviously, you win the first 3. You want to do more than that, but that's a nice thing. 3 games into a 6-game road series with a 12-game road trip overall. Winning the first 3, very, very nice start. Cardinals, I mentioned, have taken the diamond, each with 2 or 3 kiddos in tow. And that sets us up for the playing now, or singing, yeah, with a choir down below. Here's our Star-Spangled Banner. nicely done. That is, I'm not sure, I'm guessing a high school. Hollister is the name of the school. The Hollister Tigers, I know this because one of the kiddos is wearing a Hollister Tigers t-shirt. Nicely done, young ladies and gentlemen. Pitching matchup in game four of this series for the Cardinals. Ian Bedell goes to the mound. He's a top 25 prospect according to the MLB pipeline in the Cardinals organization. 1-1 is the right-hander, 6.75 the earned run average. Jack Cushing coming off just a tremendous individual and team performance his last time out. Jack will get at least a spot start in this game. Wander Guante will follow him to the mound in this game, the fourth of this set here in Springfield. Jack is 2-2, 3.93 is the earned run average. For the first time since we came to Springfield, actually have an absolutely gorgeous evening with sunshine still hitting the diamond. We'll check the weather. We'll throw the first pitch of this ball game from Hammonds Field right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
One thermometer says 77, the other one says 73. I'm going to split the difference as we did last night. We'll call it 75 degrees. Little, if any, breeze. Distinct shadows stretching out left to right on the ballpark. And that's really the first time we've seen shadows since we arrived here. Cooper Bowman to lead it off. Ian Bedell on the mound. And from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Mo. First pitch of this game is low and outside, and we are underway. And the booth next to mine says 72 degrees. It's nice, and the sun is out. Pitch up and into Cooper, way high and tight for ball two. Cooper moving to third base in this game. Again, the familiar leadoff spot. Homer to start the game last evening. Takes up high, ball three, 3-0 from Bedell. Jack Winkler is on deck. He again will be the shortstop, batting number two. Jack in the two spot. Bedell with a 3-0 to Cooper. Boy, you don't want to walk this guy, and that pitch just got there. High strike inside edge, 3-1. Colby Thomas again batting third in left field. Familiar top of the order for the Hounds. Colby in left, batting third. Bedell, a longer look this time, has his sign, and now what do we have? Nope, time called by Cooper, 3-1. Shane McGuire will again catch. He'll bat cleanup. Shane McGuire in the four spot behind the dish. Brennan Malone moves to second base, batting fifth. Brennan at second. Pitch to Cooper, fouled away. Count goes full now, 3-2. Junior Perez in center field, batting in the sixth spot. Junior in center. Quincy Naporti will be the designated hitter. Quincy batting seventh, the DH. Denzel Clark batting eighth in right field. Denzel in right in the eighth spot. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He got him. Boy, Bedell comes back after being down in the count 3-0 and comes back when the pitcher was up in the zone and Cooper just swung right on through it. Well, it's a nice turnaround for Bedell. Again, if you walk Cooper Bowman, good chance he's going to be at second base before long. Instead, it's one up, one down, and here's Jack Winkler. Swings and misses at a breaking pitch away, and it's 0-1. Jose Mujica rounds out the lineup. He'll play first base tonight. Jose Mujica, Hounds first baseman. Stretch and pitch by Bedell sails high and in for a ball. Count is 1-1. Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas up top. McGuire, Malone, and Perez in the middle. Naporti, Clark, and Mujica rounded out. Jack sends a one-hopper to second base near the bag. Mendlinger there. He'll throw him out. So, at least for now, the two most lengthy streaks on the ball club, Cooper Bowman's 13-game hit streak and Jack Winkler's 15-game on-base streak, are on hold. And here's Colby Thomas. Shadows stretch out, left from left to right, from behind the third base dugout. A large rectangular shadow cast by the body of the stadium covering home plate and just up past the pitcher's mound and out into shallow left field. With that ball going from sunlight to shadow right on the fingertips. Delivery is a strike to Colby and it's 0-1. Thomas at 278. 9 home runs, one of those in this series. Swings fly ball, right field, well struck. High and deep, got a chance at the wall, leap up, and the catch is made at the wall by Church. Nathan Church with an absolute gem. I'm going to watch it again quickly. Boy, and he knows this ballpark. My goodness, that would have hit the top of the wall. His glove, the ball, all at that instant took it right off the top of the wall. What a catch by Nathan Church. And Colby Thomas flat out robbed here in the top of the first. Half inning in the books. Rockhounds nothing. And against right-hander Jack Cushing, the Cardinals coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Wyther Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wydner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wydner.com.
Brian Torres has led things off each game for Springfield, just as Cooper Bowman, and in fact Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas have, for the Rockhounds. And it'll be Brian Torres, Nathan Church, who made that remarkable catch a moment ago, and then Jimmy Crooks, so a familiar top three for both ball clubs. Jack Cushing facing left-handed hitting Brian Torres. First pitch from Jack is inside and low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. I will double check to be sure, but only 6 left-handed hitters in the lineup today for Springfield. They've sent 7 to the dish, 3 of the first 4 games. Pitch down and in for ball 2, 2-0. Torres, really solid player, hitting .316. Can steal a base. He has a steal in this series, and he's 14 out of 16. Well, hits for good average, gets on base. Pitch down and in, ball 3. Tell me baseball isn't a goofy game. Jack Cushing, we'll hold on to the thought for a moment, see how this unfolds, but it's 3-0 to Torres. Just as Ian Bedell went 3-0 to Cooper Bowman, came back and had Cooper on strikes, pitched to Torres, and that's a strike at the knees. Brian thought he had a walk, 3-1. Nathan Church, right fielder, as evidenced moments ago, is batting second. Jimmy Crooks is behind the plate, and catching, batting third, Jimmy Crooks. Cushing with the set. Pitch is swung on and sent to first base, and that got by. It's going to be a base hit, it's going to reach. Mujica misplayed that ball. Should be an E3. We shall see. Went right to him. Just flat misplayed it. Brendan Malone almost grabbed it. The ball deflected off Mujica. E3. So the error on Jose Mujica, again, who was playing at first base in this ballgame. Well, wouldn't you know, Jack Cushing pitched 5 perfect innings his last time out. First batter up reaches. Now it's on an error, but the batter does reach. And here's Nathan Church, hitting .312, left-handed hitter. Torres, again, good base runner. pitch on a hop handled by McGuire. Good play by Shane McGuire. That'll keep Torres at first at least for now. Matt Lloyd is the designated hitter batting in the cleanup spot. Matt Lloyd. R.J. Yeager, the third baseman, batting fifth, playing the five spot. Yeager, Mike Antico in left field batting sixth. He's had a big series. Very productive. Antico in left. Torres not running. Pitch swung on and missed. Pitch ran down and in a little bit from the right-hander. Count goes one ball, one strike. Noah Mendlinger is the second baseman batting seventh. Mendlinger is at second. Chandler Redmond, first baseman batting eighth. Redmond at first. 1-1 pitch, well down and in. Down around the shoot tops, 2-1. Jeremy Rivas, who had a big game last night, busting loose. Had a home run, in fact. Rivas batting ninth. He's the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. One on, nobody down, no score, but the Cardinals with a base runner and none away. Torres will draw a throw. That sun, again, setting left to right, shadow stretching out a little bit, so the pitcher's mound down to home plate, all in shadows. There's a little glimmer of sun that sneaks through that makes the ball strobe maybe a little bit. But boy, that sun is right at the first baseman. Slight angle. Swinging the chopper out towards second base. Malone will charge. High hop goes to Cooper for one. Goes to Jack Winkler for one. Relay throw not in time. So Torres out at second base. That goes 4-6. Brendan Malone to Jack Winkler. Sorry about that, Jack. And a fielder's choice for Nathan Church. Ball was a big high hopper, and Church runs pretty well, and he's a left-handed hitter, so not much of a chance to turn two. And one away for Jimmy Crooks. Left-handed hitting catcher, very good prospect for the Cardinals. Open stance in the left-hand box. Taps that left shoulder with the bat as he waits. Takes a strike on the inside edge from Jack Cushing. Torres, Church, and Crooks up top. Lloyd, Yeager, and Antico in the middle. Mendlinger, Redmond, and Rivas round it out for Springfield. Base runner now is Nathan Church. He can go a little, has seven steals, been caught twice. Swing and a miss, good breaking ball down and in, 0-2. Jimmy Crooks, boy, big physical catcher. He goes in 6'1", 230. 22 years of age out of Euless, Texas. Fourth round draft choice of the Cardinals in 22 out of the University of Oklahoma. O-2 count. Jack comes set. Church takes the lead. Infield really playing Crooks to pull. Longer set from Jack. Pitch to the plate. Down and in. Count goes 1-2. Crooks in 19 games with AA Springfield, hitting .344. He has a homer. 13 driven in. Long set again by Cushing, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he got him down and in. And breaking pitch and tied Crooks up. So the error that started the inning, allowing a man to reach. Inning now should be over, but here is Matt Lloyd. Lloyd 1-for-8 in the series, but the one was a two-run home run. Another left-handed hitter. A little different alignment this time. Jack Winkler still shading solidly up the middle, but Cooper Bowman, now he's going to back off. But playing just behind the bag. Little shallow shot into shallow center. That's going to sink and drop. Little duck snort going to bring runners to first and third. First pitch swing. Pop up the shallow center. No way anybody could get to it. And Matt Lloyd has a base hit. So first and third, Church, who was mentioned, runs pretty well anyway, was running on contact. So first and third for the Cardinals. In the last of the first, here's R.J. Yeager. Third baseman at .246. That's five homers, 21 driven in. See how the Hounds will play him. Left fielder Colby Thomas, very deep in left field. Ball gets out of here pretty well to left. Touch on that a little bit maybe in these next three games. Runner bluffs at first, doesn't go. Pitch fouled high and away, out of play by Yeager, 0-1. Oh, Ryan Torres reached on an error to first baseman Jose Mujica. Nathan Church took his place on a fielder's choice. And then the two-out flare base hit by Lloyd. It's first and third, two away. Set by Cushing, Jack's pitch right down the chute, called strike, 0-2. Yeager, right-handed hitter. And Rockhounds, boy, they give him the right side of the infield. Second baseman Brendan Malone playing almost up the middle. Mujica holding the runner on at first. Runner is going. Pitch is swung on and bounced foul over toward the third base coaching box, and it'll still be 0-2. It's interesting that with the way infields are deployed, I guess as a purist, and at least in some senses, it bothers me that you have restrictions on where you can play your players. That's just kind of a general thought. But being given that you can't necessarily shift, you can still do a lot of movement with that infield. Right side wide open, runner goes again, pitch is taken, here comes the throw, and they've got the man on a rundown, but the throw home is way high and away, and run will score. And advancing to third on a throwing error is Matt Lloyd. So Lloyd was running, Shane McGuire threw through to second base. Let's see who on the relay. Throw home was way high and wide. Boy, that one really sailed. It'll be an error on Jack Winkler, so it'll be a stolen base. Nathan Church steals home. It's a double steal, so Lloyd steals second. Church steals home. And the error trying to get the runner at home is a throwing error on Jack Winkler. So the Hounds have two errors in this inning. That's unusual in itself. Count is 1-2. And a 1-0 lead for Springfield. Runner at third, two men down. Pitch is high and tight for a ball, 2-2. Now they're going to correct that to Brendan Malone. So it's an error on the second baseman, Brendan Malone. I'm glad the scorer corrected himself. I didn't see it either, which guy threw the ball. Fly ball to center field. Junior Perez says he's got it, and he does. So the inning is over, but that is not a pretty inning at all for the Rockhounds. A little flare single is the only base hit. One run on one hit, two errors, and one man left on base. And in 2024, that is a very un-Rockhounds-like inning, if you will. Elocution is my life. We played one inning in Springfield. Cardinals 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
I'll take this moment to welcome you aboard of this broadcast. We come from Springfield, Missouri, Hammonds Field. Terrific location and our first absolutely gorgeous evening. There are clouds way up on the horizon, but that's about it. Battled rain to the tune of a two-hour rain delay on Tuesday morning and afternoon. And some rain and some threats of rain on Wednesday. Last evening was actually very comfortable. It was cloudy, but it was very comfortable. And same here on a gorgeous evening here in Springfield. Rockhounds and the Cardinals tomorrow at 6:05. And one of the clubs that starts a little earlier on Saturday for whatever the reason. And a nice early start on Sunday, a 1:05 afternoon finale. Rockhounds will then head to Frisco, Texas. Boy, in this road trip, you don't put the cart before the horse at all. But that is obviously in the South Division going to be a really pivotal series. Rockhounds and Frisco are 8 games clear of San Antonio, the third-place team in the South. 6-game series in the Metroplex begins on Tuesday. Shane McGuire leads it off and takes a called strike from right-hander Ian Bedell. 0-1 to the Rockhounds catcher. Bedell making his 7th appearance, his 5th as a starter for Springfield. Right-hander's pitch, that'll get the outside edge, 0-2. Well, he went 3-0 to Cooper Bowman, came back, got him on strikes. A routine ground ball and then an anything but routine, brilliant catch right at the top of the wall in right field by Nathan Church. So that was a heck of a 1-2-3 inning. 0-2 count to Shane. Infield has him played to pull. Outfield straight away. Stretch and pitch, and that's down and in for a ball. The count goes 1-2 to the Hounds catcher. Shane at 270. A couple of home runs and 12 driven in. Bedell with the sign. He comes set in the 1-2. Is sent back up the middle. Had him played perfectly. Shortstop Rivas there. Throws to first for the out. Yeah, there's a great line in the movie, For Love of the Game, the Billy Chappell perfect game, and the Detroit Tigers manager pats his, I think it's his shortstop on the back and says, Jose, out of way. It's all about positioning, right? Pitch way inside and high to Brendan Malone for ball one. Well, in that case, had Shane McGuire shaded up the middle solidly with a shortstop, Rivas, and that ball was sharply hit and almost directly over the bag, but it turns into a 6-3 out. Pitcher called strike to Brennan. Count goes 1-1. Well, Brendan Malone will go this far on what he's done lately. He has that average up to 294. He now leads the team. A couple of points ahead of Jack Winkler. Pitch up and in, and did it hit him or his bat? It hit his bat. So check swing foul ball 1-2. And again, gets back to positioning. You can't shift anymore. But you can certainly position your players a little bit, and the Cardinals against the right-handed hitter here have the infield shading solidly to pull. Second baseman Menlinger almost up the middle. Swinging a fly ball to center. It's straight away for Torres. Boy, he misjudged it. Going back, and he'll make the catch shy of the track. Boy, that ball really carried. Brendan Malone really hit that hard. Torres may have misjudged it a bit as well. He's not always been an outfielder, but he makes the catch near the track. It's interesting. I was talking with Andrew Buchbinder, who was, for I think 12 years, the radio voice of the Cardinals, and one of those people that just makes your day to see him. And it's one of the things you love about doing this. I'm so really blessed to know people like Andrew. Here's a swing and a foul ball off the bat of Junior Perez. And we were talking about Brian Torres. He's a really terrific player to watch, but again, in center field, as Andrew said, he can be a bit of an adventure because he's still learning the position, but also that his athleticism can really help him out, and that was a terrific example of it. He maybe misjudged off the bat, ball carried real well off the bat of Brendan Malone, but Torres tracked it down. Pitch down and in, 1-1 to Junior Perez. Junior at 222, but boy, he's got some serious pop. 6 homers, 18 driven in. A dozen steals. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-2. And Ian Bedell with a very good start with some spectacular help in right field, of course, on the ball hit by Colby Thomas. Pitch a swing and a miss. And Junior chased, and he's out on strikes. So it is 6-up, 6-down for Ian Bedell. And on an unearned run, the Cardinals have the early advantage in this one. We'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. And the Cardinals lead it and score 1-0.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies. And dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck. Six, seven, and eight in the Springfield order. And that'll lead off with Mike Antico. Had a really good series. He's 4-for-12, double a homer. He's driven in six runs in the first three games of the series. Antico takes high and in from Jack Cushing for ball one. Mess of a first for Jack. The run was unearned. And really not much of what went on was his own doing. A little flare base hit was about all. But the Cardinals had the 1-0 lead. Swinging a hard hit ball back up the middle, shortstop Winkler. He gets there, spins, turns, throws across the body. He won't get him, but what a play by Winkler. Jack Winkler was, I'm guessing, 20 feet to the second base side of the bag on the outfield grass. Boy, at least that boy is more than that. He turned him through, and Antico is pretty fast. A slow runner, I think that actually would have been an out. That was a tremendous effort by Winkler. Base hit. Is the second of the game for the Cardinals. Here's Noah Mendlinger. Boy, that is a great effort. Boy, he was more like, when he threw that ball, he was, I bet, 30 feet. In the second base side of the bag was the Hound shortstop. Pitcher called strike to Mendlinger, 0-1. So Cardinals again get the leadoff man on, this time by a base hit. Mendlinger at 250. 19 runs driven in, no home runs. Stretch and pitch fly ball. That's going to be a slicer-dicer down the left field line. Colby Thomas dives in. He will make the catch! Colby! And he loses his cap again. I love it. I flat out love it. I tell you what, first of all, it looks cool. Colby has a great head of hair, right? So when that cap or the helmet, as the case may be, if he's running the bases, when it comes off, the hair goes flying, and that's really cool. But what makes it cool and legit, that's simply the way he plays the game. I mean, Colby Thomas is full tilt boogie all the time, and that was a heck of a catch near the left field line. Runner retreats to first, and each team now has a marvelous play by a corner outfielder. Here's Chandler Redmond, one on and one man down. A swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-1. You know what? Chandler Redmond's a left-handed hitter. They do have seven in the lineup again. Yep. I make just a little indication on the scorecard for left-handed hitters, and I left it off of Chandler Redmond. Seven left-handed hitters four times. Ground ball right side. Knocked down by Malone. That'll save a base, but not a hit. And he lost his cap diving at that. Boy, Winkler, a great effort a moment ago, and now it's Brendan Malone made the diving deflection on the edge of the right field grass. Well, Colby Thomas's catch now in retrospect has saved a run, and Brendan Malone saves a base. So it's two on, one man down, and here's Jeremy Rivas. Rivas busted out of an 0-for-7 in the series last night with three hits, including a home run. So two on, nobody down. Runners at first and second. Outfield has him shaded the opposite way in center. Swings and sends one just wide of the bag at third. Sharply hit down the line, but foul. And it's 0-1. Jack Cushing's ninth appearance. His second as a starter. And the rotation has changed about three times, I think, just in the course of the first 4 days here in Springfield. Brady Basso's spot is the one, as it turns out, that has to be filled in, and basically that's what Jack is doing here. And I do believe that Wander Guante, who has joined the ball club, will make his Double-A 2024 debut as a piggyback starter in this one. Pitched down and away, but it's back to the screen. Check swing. We'll see if he went. That's a wild pitch. So now it's second and third as Antico comes to third base, Redmond to second. And boy, that was close. I think it's 0-2. I think he went. Scoreboard says 1-1. Yeah, our home plate umpire, Stephen Rios Jr., conveying to both dugouts. It is 0-2. That was a check swing strike on a pitch down the way to the backstop. So the count is 0-2, but the runners are at second and third. Top of the order, Brian Torres on deck. Long set by Jack. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, got him to chase one down and away. Shane McGuire digs the ball out of the dirt, throws the first for the out. So Rivas, boy, he was really fooled on back-to-back pitches. But it's second and third, and that really changes the complexion of this inning. And again, the terrific catch by Thomas for the out and the good effort by Malone that didn't deny a hit but saved a base, or two more runs would already have scored. 1-0 Cardinals in the second. Brian Torres reached on an error that eventually turned into a run in the first inning. Swings in a line drive, and that is into center field. That'll bring them both home. Brian Torres with a two-run single, and it's 3-0 Cardinals here in the second inning. Brian Torres and Cardinals very aggressive overall as a team. Went after the first pitch and sends kind of a soft line drive into center field. And Tico runs really well. He could have walked in from third base, and Chandler Redmond with two outs was able to run, so he will score. And the Cardinals now lead this game by the score of 3-0, and the batter is Nathan Church. Reached on a fielder's choice, stole home in the first inning, part of a double steal. Swing a little pop-up out to short, Jack Winkler there, and he's got it. The inning is over. But the Cardinals get a two-out, two-run single by Brian Torres, and they have now expanded the lead. To the top half of the third we go, and after two, it's the Cardinals 3, the Rock Hounds nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top half of the third inning in Springfield. Cardinals getting on top in this one. 3-0 is the score. And the Hounds have gone 6-up, 6-down. It'll be Quincy Naporti to lead it off. Quincy, the designated hitter. Denzel Clark and Jose Mujica to follow. Once he takes, called strike at the knees from Bedell, and it's 0-1. Ian Bedell, one of the many who has undergone Tommy John surgery, underwent the surgery in May of 21. Swinging a foul back, count is 0-2. Quincy, 2-0-7. Home runs, one driven in. And hasn't seen a lot of live pitching in the last couple of years, so... takes a while, I'm sure. Chopper to third, handled on the long hop by Yeager. Throw is in time for the out. 5-3 goes to put out on the bouncer toward the bag. And it's one away for Denzel Clark. Bedell, 19th rated prospect in the Cardinals organization, according to MLB Pipeline, does not appear in the Baseball America list. Always at least some differences. University of Missouri was drafted by the Cardinals in 2020 when they had the Tommy John. So early part of his pro career, not a whole lot of action. Pitch up and in, ball one to Denzel Clark. Denzel swings, chopper to third again, and Yeager will make the play. So back-to-back 5-3 bounce outs, and Bedell, after the 3-0 count to Cooper Bowman to lead things off, again came back and struck Cooper out. He has had one notable bit of help in right field by Nathan Church, but the other eight batters have been retired very routinely here early on. Well, in the top half of the third inning, two men down. Pitch sails up high. Ball one to Jose Mujica, catcher by trade, first baseman in this game. Tell you the tale of the 4-2 pitch coming up in our between innings break. There's a swing and a miss. The count is 1-1 to Mujica. Jose 4-for-11. And catcher by trade, he is at first base in this game. Here's the 1-1. Swings, fly ball, left field. That will go right into the glove of Antico. So it is 9 up, 9 down for Bedell after a 3-0 start. And that great help in right field, but he is face 9 and he is retired 9. Well, a moment like no other on this franchise retrospective.
The 1975 Cubs shared the Texas League championship, but it took 34 years to win the franchise's first outright title, coming in 2005. So perhaps it was only fitting that after waiting 3.5 decades, the championship was decided on a 4-2 pitch. The record book, of course, would deny it. The record book is wrong. The 2005 Rockhounds, by the way, were a terrific team managed by Vaughn Hayes. The club swept both half-season pennants, defeated a good San Antonio team in the division series, and were one win away from the crown. Ray Winderfield, Little Rock, Arkansas, September 16th. The Rockhounds lead the Arkansas Travelers 6-5. Hounds closer Alex Santos is facing Jason Espedo. Two out, bases empty, last of the ninth, and the count is full. Alex delivers the 3-2 pitch. Nothing. No swing, no apparent call, nothing. Now, the press box at the old ballpark in Little Rock was open air, no booths, and we were all looking at one another saying the same thing. That was ball four. Sometime later, it was somehow and erroneously determined by the umpiring crew, all four of them crew chiefs, by the way, that the count was still 3-2. It was, in actuality, 4-2. Alex delivered, Espedo swung and missed, ball game. Outright championship number one, heck of a team, and the all-time asterisk, the 4-2 pitch.
And somehow it just seemed almost poetic that the franchise had waited that long. Yeah, again, born in 1972, the first outright title, 2005, 34 seasons. And the 4-2 pitch. Jimmy Crooks will lead off 3-4-5 in the order. Jack Cushing, right-hander, back to the mound for the Hounds. Right-handers pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Crook, a strikeout victim. His first time up. Big left-handed hitter is Jimmy Crooks. Left-handed hitter takes called strike. Boy, that just got there knee-high. Was on the move as it crossed the inside. Just the inside corner above the knees. Crooks waits, pitch by Jack, down and in for a ball. Make it two balls and one strike. Take a glance at Amarillo, see how Frisco is doing. They should just be getting underway in that ball game. Swing and a bouncer toward first, and Mujica will make this play on a short hop. Nicely handled by Jose this time around. Three unassisted. Big rainbow hop that you make that play right at the shoe tops and on that real short hop at the end of the rainbow, if you will. And Mujica, who had the error in the first inning, and that did turn into an unearned run, makes the play here, one man down. Here's Matt Lloyd. Little flare single to center field in the first inning. He stole second, part of a double steal that saw Nathan Church take home Cushing's pitch swung on, sent in the air to center field, not deep. Perez on the move. Can he get there, Junior? Nope, the ball will drop off just under his glove, and that'll drop for a base hit. Junior's still down on the ground for a moment. Now he'll pop back up. See where he started on this ball. He started, I think, basically in the correct direction. Ball maybe a little bit more shallow than he thought. I mean, tried to make the sliding catch and watching on the replay, just could not get the glove there. So, second little flare single for Lloyd. One on and one out for R.J. Yeager. Flew out to Perez to end the first inning. Waves that bat back and forth, swings, hits one high and deep into left center field. On the move is Colby Thomas, makes the catch on the track, about 5 feet short of the wall. Well hit by Yeager, tracked down by Thomas. And it's two men down with a runner at first in Matt Lloyd. Here's Mike Antico, singled opening the second inning and eventually came around to score on Brian Torres's two-run single. 3-0 Springfield, last of the third. Now Antico continues to have a terrific series, 5-for-13. And a half dozen runs driven in the series. Antico takes a called strike, 0-1. Now, this ball game so far really totally belongs to the Cardinals. Guy on first base here, runner at first base with two men down. Man on is Matt Lloyd, stretching pitch, bouncing ball over toward the mound, and Cushing will make that play. Underhands to Mojica for the out. So a 1-3 putout. And a little pop-up that drops does no damage, no runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. So we played three. Cardinals trying to break through in this series, and they've got the early lead after three complete with numbers coming up. Springfield 3, Rockhounds nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Game four of this series, game four of a 12-game road trip for the Hounds, and Springfield is on top of this one, 3-0. Cooper Bowman leads it off. Top of the order, second time through. Ian Bedell, 9-up, 9-down. First pitch to Cooper is inside ball one. Almost that first at-bat, almost a Cliff Notes version of the ball game. The 1-0 pitch to Cooper, bounced it foul wide at third, one ball, one strike. Cooper got up in the count 3-0, but Bedell got him on the next three pitches with a strikeout. Again, the only time the Hounds have threatened so far through three, the near home run, in fact, by Colby Thomas, taken off the top of the railing in right field by Nathan Church to end the first inning. Cardinals an unearned run in the first, a two-run single by Brian Torres. In the second, Cooper swings, fly ball, left field, high, deep, got a chance, reach up, gone! Sidewalk souvenir, Cooper Bowman. His second in as many games, his sixth of the year. Extend that hit streak to 14 ball games. In that streak, 16 ribbies, 16 runs. Cooper touches the dish, Before we can give you the line score, it has changed. Cooper with a solo home run led the game off with a home run yesterday. And it is 3-1. In steps Jack Winkler, takes up high for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. So the Hounds, well, the line score is real easy. It's one run on one hit, also two errors, and they did hurt. Pitch up and into Jack for ball 2-2-0. Springfield, three runs on five hits, no errors, 3-5-0 for Springfield. Hounds have not left a man on base, have not really had a base runner. Springfield's left three. Swinging strike to Jack Winkler, it's 2-1. So it'll be Winkler, Thomas, and McGuire now here in the fourth. And Cooper Bowman, he is really swinging the bat. Pitch down and away for a ball, it's 3-1. And he's on a 14-game hit streak, and it's the real deal. He's right about 350. And the average coming into the game, 231. So, again, slow start, but boy, has he come around. Swinging a foul straight back. Count is full to the Rockhounds shortstop, Jack Winkler. Hounds have won the first three games of this series. 6-4 on Tuesday afternoon, 12-6 on Wednesday, and 8-7 last night. 3-2, Winkler waits. Bedell, longer set this time, and the full count pitch is chopped out in front of the plate. Winkler hustling, but Bedell the play, and the throw is in time. One down in the fourth for Colby Thomas. Well, this could easily be a 3-2 game. Colby was absolutely robbed of, boy, extra bases, maybe a home run. The camera, of course, we don't have the high-definition stuff. But Nathan Church took the ball right off the railing, the top of the railing in right field. Colby is swinging a miss, 0-1. And it was a perfectly timed leap. Pitch to Thomas, drops down low, one ball and one strike. So fourth game of a six-game series. Roy Salinas will go tomorrow for the Rockhounds. Not sure we would see Roy in this series. But he is still with the Hounds. He'll go tomorrow. Blake Beers will get the start Sunday afternoon, concluding the series, and he was a starter in opening night or opening day. Foul ball at the plate, 1-2. And coming into this game, Rockhounds lead Frisco by a half game in the Texas League South. Springfield now tied with Arkansas in the North after building a big early lead. Swing and a miss. Pitch to the dirt, but handled by Crooks. So Colby's out on strikes. Third strikeout for Ian Bedell. Two down in the fourth, and the batter is Shane McGuire. Bounced to shortstop, his first time up. Cardinals won their first nine games this season. They started 9-0. So they're 11-15 since. Called strike to Shane, it's 0-1. He kind of belies or goes against tradition. Pitch just outside, it's 1-1. Springfield again is team with the highest batting average in all of AA, 265. Hounds are second at 263. It's a swing and a ground ball right side, got a chance, a diving stop by the second baseman. Mendlinger throws him out. Noah Mendlinger slapping some serious leather. Second terrific play by the Cardinals in this game. Boy, Mendlinger about two strong steps to his left, made the diving stop on the outfield grass, got up and threw Shane McGuire out. So Cooper Bowman with a solo home run has the Hounds on the board. But the Cardinals continue to lead. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. A little trivia coming up for you. An all-time first that we now take so much for granted. Well, completely so. That's on the way. Springfield 3, Rockhounds 1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last half of the fourth inning, the guy who made that wonderful play, Noah Mendlinger, will lead it off, number seven hitter in the order. And he was robbed by Colby Thomas, his first time up. Takes up and away from Jack Cushing for ball one, one ball, no strikes. So, yeah, turnabout, fair play. Boy, three really, really good defensive plays in this game. Mendlinger waits, pitch from Jack down and in, 2-0. Chandler Redmond and Jeremy Rivas will follow here in the Springfield fourth. 3-1 the score. Hounds have had only one base runner, and that was Cooper Bowman circling the bases. 2-0 pitch. Bounce foul off his foot. Oh, man. You know that probably got the instep. Noah going to try to walk it off. He swung at the ball. Ball went straight down and then just rolled right along the ground to the third base coaching box. Mendlinger is a left-handed hitter, and boy, he is trying to tell himself that doesn't hurt. But it does. Boy, he kind of limps as he comes back to the dish. He's already wearing, boy, about as large a shin protector as you can. But that one, so that, I'm guessing that one got his foot. Two balls and one strike. Mendlinger at 250 and 29 games coming in. Cushing's pitch and a bunt attempt, but that is pushed foul. Count goes 2-2. Last of the fourth inning. Ballpark still the playing surface, about one-third of it in sunlight. Long streaks of sunlight in left field, center and right. Looking back right into the setting sun. Yeah, right field, that's where Denzel is camped out. That would be challenging right now. It looks like he's standing on the top of a long shadow, so that, and he's in his shadow right there behind him, stretching out directly back to the wall. So he is looking right into it as Denzel in right field. 2-2 count, left-handed hitter waits. Mendlinger with those hands up high, stirs that bat widely, swings and misses, pitch in the dirt, retrieved by McGuire, throw to first for the out. Strikeout for Jack is his third. One man down for Chandler Redmond. We take this for granted, absolutely, and understandably so. Little by little by little has become part of absolute everyday life. But on this date in 1939, Princeton was hosting Columbia. Here's a swing and a foul back out of play in an intercollegiate game. Actually, Columbia was hosting Princeton, not that that would really matter. And it was the first time ever this had been done. Any sport. Pitch, down low for a ball, one ball, one strike. Princeton, by the way, defeated Columbia in 10 innings. The stretch and pitch, and that is a called strike. It's 1-2. Now, for example, even this game, for example, there are people doing it and taking advantage of what was started in 1939 with the Cardinals and Rockhounds. Pitch down low for a ball. It's 2-2. About 400 people, basically the New York City area. Now, that's a big city, and even in New York City, out of these millions of people they had even back then, only about 400 people could take advantage of it. Don't know how many did, as Princeton beat Columbia. But history was made. Pitch swung on, bounced foul. Count is 2-2. Again, the ball game was played at Baker Field, New York City area. And something called W2XBS was involved in the technology that we now accept as everyday stuff. Swinging a foul out of play. And the count is still 2 balls, 2 strikes. And one of the reasons I love the story, and I'll give you the answer here shortly, is just how far technology has come, remarkably so, and gets better every day, perhaps. Here's the 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? Appeal? Yep, went around. A little check swing, strike three. No argument from Chandler Redmond. So he is out on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jack Cushing. Two down for Jeremy Rivas. He was a strikeout victim in the second. And then moments later, Brian Torres delivered what is the difference in this game, a 2-run single to center field. 3-1 Springfield in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rivas, right-handed hitter. Cardinals wearing specialty jerseys tonight as Rivas takes a strike in the heart of the plate 0-1. Kind of a cool design and patriotic stuff, a white jersey with a short blue sleeve on one side, short red sleeve with nice pattern on the other side as well. Very stylish stuff. Swing and a miss here. It's 0-2. And USA in bold lettering across the chest. And with the Springfield Cardinal logo helping spell out the S, because their Cardinal logo is a large S. Standing, of course, in this case for Springfield. So very cool unis, guys. Very cool unis. A swing and a miss, and Jack Cushing comes back and strikes out the side here in the fourth inning. So Cooper Bowman gets the hounds on the board, and Jack comes back with a shutdown inning, striking out all three batters he faces. Trivia answer is coming up in a moment as we go to the top half of the fifth. And after four completed Hammonds Field, it's the Cardinals 3, the Rockhounds 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth, Springfield 3, Rockhounds 1. Largely anyway, defense and pitching have been a little further up front and center in this game. And a couple of very good offensive teams. Rockhounds lead the Texas League in ERA as well. These two have been very good offensive clubs all season. In the fifth inning, Brendan Malone, Junior Perez, and Quincy Naporti will face Ian Bedell. Bedell has given up 3 good swings of the bat. 2 of them were corralled by great defensive efforts. And the other off the bat of Cooper Bowman wound up in the Rockhounds bullpen in left field. Brennan 0 for 1. Some personal business he'd like to continue here in this game. Bedell's pitch down on the way for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Brennan moving to second base in this game. Flew out to deep center his first time up. Takes down the middle, called strike, and it's 1-1. That was the ball that Brian Torres may have misjudged off the bat. May have simply carried further than he thought it might, but he tracked it down. swing and a foul off the end of the bat. The count is 1-2. I'm talking about 1939. And I know that's a long time ago, and really outside of Princeton and Columbia, I'm not sure anybody cares about Princeton and Columbia doing battle in baseball. But they did and made history on this date. It wasn't so much the teams, it was what surrounded the game. Here's a 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. So Brennan Malone, who has a monstrous seven-game hit streak, is 0-2. And again, not a lot of ABs in this game. Ian Bedell has allowed only one hit through 4 1/3. Batter is Junior Perez, struck out his first time. Now we mentioned W2XBS. Sounds like a football play of some sort. W2XBS on three, break. Pitch right down the middle, called strike to Junior. It's 0-1. Well, W2XBS is that's the history involved. Is a check swing, did he go? The appeal? Nope, did not. Kind of turned into it, 1-1. W2XBS, you see, was an experimental television station in New York City. Swinging a high pop-up, right field, not deep. Coming on is Church. And in sunlight and shadow, kind of sneaking through, he'll make the catch. Two men down in the fifth inning, and here's Quincy Napoorty. Not only was Princeton versus Columbia the first ever televised baseball game, it is, according to most sources, the first ever televised sporting event. That has always sounded wrong to me, but at least two or three sources say that's the case. Certainly the first ever televised baseball game. Napoorty pops one up. This is playable. Foul ground for the first baseman, and there to make the play is Redmond. And, boy, that is another quick inning. Bedell has really been good. He has faced only one batter over the minimum. That was the Cooper Bowman home run. We will go to the bottom half of the fifth. We are midway through game four of this six-game set. Springfield on top, Cardinals 3, Rockhounds 1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Top of the order in the bottom half of the fifth for Springfield. Cardinals 3, Rockhounds 1. The guy who's the difference in this game offensively is Brian Torres, and he will lead it off. Two-run single in the second inning that gave Springfield a 3-0 lead. Cooper Bowman, a solo home run in the fourth. That is the only hit for the Hounds in the game. So Torres leads it off, left-handed hitting center fielder. Jack Cushing's pitch is on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. So last of the fifth. Cardinals trying to break through in this series. Had a pretty solid lead early in the North Division. Hard hit ball, second base, backhanded by Malone. Edge of the grass makes the throw a little wide, but Mujica will hang on. One down in the fifth. By the way, Columbia versus Princeton, the first ever televised baseball game. Imagine this. Now, of course, now we have, what, HD. We've got television sets in your home that are probably bigger than my first apartment. But this, you see, was 1939, first ever televised game. How many cameras do you suppose they had? They have now what? I wish I had a really good answer for that. It's a bunch. Pitch swung and popped in the air, left side of the infield. Cooper Bowman the call. Third baseman waits and gloves it. Now two down is Nathan Church. Flies out, pops out on the first pitch he sees. Church is 0 for 3 with a stolen base and a run. They did this game on this date in 1939. Apparently, they didn't have a whole lot of equipment at W2XBS. They did it with one camera. One. Read you a great quote from the New York Times about what it was like to watch. Pitches a strike down the chute to Jimmy Crooks. He's 0 for 2 in the game with a strikeout and a bounce out to first. And Jack Cushing on the mound. Delivery right down the middle. That's called strike two, 0-2. Jack struck out the side in the fourth after Cooper's solo home run got the Hounds on the board. Offense has dominated to the most part in this series. Again, understandable the way these teams have swung the bat on the year, but pitching and defense so far in this ball game. 0-2 to Crooks, bases empty, two down in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jack with a sign, the 0-2 stretch, the kick and pitch, and that is, did it hit him? That got him. Pitch was down and into the dirt, and it got Jimmy somewhere around the foot, so Crooks is on base. Two out for Matt Lloyd. He's 2 for 2, a pair of flare singles. This is from the New York Times talking about the first ever televised baseball game. Said the ball, that would be the baseball, the ball was seldom seen except on bunts and infield plays comparatively close to the camera, which was stationed between third base and home plate. What a way to watch a game. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Matt Lloyd, the batter, left-handed hitter. One camera. Wouldn't you think it would be behind home plate? Well, again, W2XBS, that's why they were experimental, I guess. But between third base and home, swing and a miss, and the count is 1-1 to Matt Lloyd. And, of course, those cameras didn't move much at all. They were big, big pieces of equipment back then. So not quite a century later, but what, 85? Yeah, about 85 years later. Whole different deal now. We got HD and the whole thing. Pitched down and in for a ball, 2-1. I go back far enough to remember black and white television. Yeah, where you had to get up and move, actually change the channel on the television every time you wanted to change. That sounds so foreign to me, and I used to do it. How did that work? There's a 2-1 pitch lifted high in the air. Foul ball, left field side. Colby Thomas on the move, but he'll run out of room, and the ball will find its way to the grass berm, 2-2. Well, now we got 4,972 channels, and back then it was W2XBS. And by the way, that was New York City. It was a 2-hour, 15-minute telecast. And it was available to roughly 400 television sets in New York City. First ever baseball televised game. Pitch by Cushing, snaps one just off the outside corner, 3-2. So Crooks will run with a pitch. Can you imagine, too? I don't think they had commercial breaks back then. At 2 hours, 15 minutes of watching a game with a stationary camera between third and first. Runner goes, pitch swung on, popped in the air, shallow left field, Cooper backpedaling, in comes Colby, Thomas the call, and the catch on the move. So a hit batsman does no damage. Jack Cushing has been, again, solid, not perfect in this one as he was last time for five innings, but he's been good. But the Cardinals' right-hander Ian Bedell has simply put, he's been better. So we have played five. We'll give you totals in a moment. After five complete in Springfield, Cardinals 3, Rockhounds 1.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light.
Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Well, the first inning, I think, was really pivotal in this game, obviously, along with the two-run single by Brian Torres. That's still the difference in the game. Well, the Rockhounds started this game with Cooper Bowman at the plate, a 3-0 count. Fidel came back, struck Cooper out on the next three. Colby Thomas with two out in the inning looked like he was going to put the hounds on the board with a drive to deep right. Nathan Church made a brilliant catch, taking the ball either off the, maybe off the top, the top of the wall, or maybe even bringing it back. Might have been a home run, certainly would have been a double. And so in that first inning, Rockhounds looked like they had something going. Instead, Bedell turned it into a 1-2-3 inning with help from Nathan Church. And he retired the first nine he faced. Hounds committed two errors in the first inning, rather. Springfield eventually turning a double steal, including home, for a 1-0 lead. Denzel leads it off, takes a strike in the sixth. And Brian Torres, a two-run, two-out single, flare single to center in the second. Denzel, check swing, did he go? I think he did. Whoa, they say no. Well, you hear the crowd react a little bit. Wow, one ball, one strike. Ah, the mystery that is the check swing. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Denzel, hard hit at third. One hop, backhanded though by Yeager. Sets up and throws and got him. Good play by Yeager, sharply hit ball. One man down for Jose Mujica. So five innings in the books in this one. And the Cardinals lead it by the score of 3-1. Springfield, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 3-5-0. Rockhounds, 1 run, 1 hit, 2 errors. Swing fly ball off the bat of Jose Mujica into left center field, a base hit. Boy, more a liner than a fly ball, and Jose Mujica with a one-out base hit, left center field. Ball got down, not all that much out of the reach of Brian Torres, but could not get there. Well hit ball, Jose, with the Hounds' second base hit, so make it 1 run, 2 hits, and 2 errors for the Rockhounds. Here's Cooper. Till a moment ago had the only hit for the Hounds, and it was a solo home run in the fourth inning, second home run in as many games. And with it extends his hit streak to 14. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Hounds have three, I would think, significant, very significant streaks in this game coming in, but two of them are in some jeopardy. Pitch to Cooper, a little tapper back toward the mound. Bedell will make the play, throws first, Cooper out. Advancing to second is Mujica. 1-3 put out, two men down, and here's Jack Winkler. Jack 0-for-2. Frisco is at Amarillo, and again, yesterday, well, you know, Hodgetown is Hodgetown, but it was no fun there last night. Frisco won a doubleheader, making up for a Wednesday rainout, 10-1 and 10-2. Scored 20 runs in 14 innings. There's a swing and a miss. Jack Winkler down in the count, 0-1. He's bounced to second, then bounced out to the pitcher. Jose Mujica in scoring position. With two out in the top of the sixth, Cardinals 3, Rockhounds 1. Winkler waits, pitch to Jack, right there at the knees, called strike 2. Both bullpens, by the way, see, bullpen for the Hounds, yep, there is activity. I believe that is Wander Guante warming, and again, this is a piggyback start for the Hounds. Pitch low and away for a ball, count goes 1-2. Of the runs that Jack Cushing gave up, one of them unearned. He's still been very good, especially in his last three. And that is Wander in the bullpen. Big right-hander throwing, so he'll come on in the sixth. 1-2 to Winkler, runner in scoring position. Swing and a hoy foul right over our heads and back and out of play. Count is 1-2. Today, though, at Amarillo, they're in the bottom of the third inning, and it's Sod Poodles 4 and Frisco 1.
stretch by Bedell. Pitch to the plate, swung on and fouled away off to the right. Count stays 1-2. Colby Thomas would be next here in the Rockdown sixth inning. Northwest Arkansas is hanging around. They're only 2.5 games behind Arkansas and Springfield, and they lead the Travelers, do the Naturals. That's Northwest Arkansas 1, Arkansas nothing in North Little Rock, Arkansas, to further confuse the issue. Here's a swing and a miss, and Jack Winkler, 15-game on-base streak in some serious jeopardy as he swings and misses here, and he is 0-3 in this game. No runs on the Jose Mujica base hit. No errors, and a man left on base. This is so appropriate, and I'll tell you why on the other side of our franchise retrospective. Wow, was not even until just a moment ago, wasn't even thinking of it. Tell you a really cool tale, and gets a little cooler coming up.
His career path was at an end, not once, but twice. He was drafted by the Phillies in 2003 and released after pitching 6 innings, told he was too old to return to the short A level and not good enough for single A. After a short stint with an independent club, he was signed by the A's and had some success. He was named a Texas League starter here in 2006. He was then asked not only to move to the bullpen, but to become a submariner. The latter request is basically a sign that your career is in jeopardy and more likely over. He threw his first submarine pitch in game competition as a member of the Rockhounds in 2007, and he was untouchable. He debuted in the big leagues the following year at age 28. Brad Ziegler, the kid who was told he wasn't good enough for single A, would go on to spend 11 seasons in the show. He appeared in 739 games, the most of any big league pitcher in that 11-year span. In fact, he led the majors in appearances with 82 in his final season at age 38. His career ERA was 2.75 with exactly 100 saves. He was primarily a setup man, so he flew under the radar in some ways, but Brad Ziegler was one of the finest relievers in baseball for 11 years. More importantly, Brad is a tremendous person. Google his retirement letter. It's an eloquent closing chapter to an outstanding career. And not bad for a guy who was released after his first 6 innings.
Didn't even think of it until just about the time I was about to press the button right there. Brad Ziegler has a great tie to where we are right now. Wander Guante on to pitch, and he fires a strike to R.J. Yeager. 95 miles an hour from the big right-hander. Makes his debut with the Rockhounds here this evening. Fires a fastball. That's just down and away. Actually, it might have been a slider away. 1-1. And Rockhounds had 3 pitchers go up to Las Vegas, pitch outside for a 2-1. We thought Roiber had also gone. Roiber Salinas, he did not go. Hayes made a late decision to keep him here, so Wander joined the club. Hounds still a couple of guys down on the roster in terms of size. Here's a fly ball to deep left center field. This ball's got a chance. Did that get out of here? My goodness, that did. That's gone. R.J. Yeager just got over the wall in deep left center field. Don't know if the Hounds are agreeing with this or not, but I don't think there'll be any argument. On a 2-1 pitch, R.J. Yeager drives one out of here. Power alley, left center field. Going to see how far that got out. Well, that was a fastball that got a little too much of the plate. And, yep, it just got up on the top of the wall, 380, 385, and it is a 4-1 game with the Cardinals on top. R.J. Yeager. Swinging a foul away off the bat of Mike Antico. It's 0-1. Yeager with his 6th of the year, his 22nd run batted in. Actually, stopped me in my tracks. The official scorer got on the microphone and told me that was the 6th home run. I have that on my sheet. It's okay. It's a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. They articulate a little more here than in most places. They do, by the way, great job here in Springfield. They always have very good professional press box. Pitch up high for a 1-2. So a 4-1 ball game, and well, Wander Guante, welcome to Double A as R.J. Yeager takes him deep. 1-2 count to Antico. Pitch is swung and lined back up the middle. A one-hop base hit into center field.
And that was on a 1-2, but Antico, again, having a really good series. He's now 6-for-14 with a double, a homer, and 6 driven in this series. And Springfield now is up by 3 runs, 1 on, nobody down, and Antico can run. That last at-bat, too, and it's just an isolated thing here, but one of the challenges moving up, of course, is that for a pitcher, pitches that you may get guys out on at the single-A level, maybe you don't hear, ground ball and a broken bat to third base, the second for one back to first, and that throw in the dirt blocked by Mujica. So the Hounds have got a 5-4 put out. Antico is retired, no double play. One man down, fielder's choice for Noah Mendlinger, who broke his bat before I could tell you he was at the plate. Cooper had to wait for just a moment to get the ball, and it was actually 5-6 was the put out. Watching on the replay, 5-6 put out. Jack Winkler's throw on a hop as he tried to hurry it a little bit. Mendlinger got down the line in a hurry, left-handed hitter, so he beats the throw. One on, one out, and here's Chandler Redmond. Swings and nubs one foul at the plate, 0-1. Again, the difference between single A and double A is a major jump. Again, getting guys out, it's much more difficult, of course, at this level and at the next couple as well, for sure. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Say it often, read it a long time ago, found it was an interesting piece. I actually had it. It was in print, couldn't find it online years later, but somewhere in the mid-90s. Had a great piece in Baseball America, I believe. Swinging strike, it's 1-2. Talking about single A to double A being the most difficult single jump you make in a pro career. You always have to be very careful to point out that doesn't mean, obviously, the double A level is not more advanced than major leagues. But in that single jump, and there's a lot of data to back it up, it's a major jump and it's a cutoff point for a lot of careers. Runner goes, pitcher swung on a miss, throw down by Shane McGuire, got him. Covered by Jack Winkler, good strong throw, and Mendlinger is thrown out. 2-6, and the inning will come to an end. But a solo home run by R.J. Yeager, so it's one run, two hits, no errors on the caught stealing, nobody left. But the Cardinals rebuild the lead to 3. We'll follow up on Brad Ziegler very briefly here when we come back. Top of the 7th on the way. Cardinals 4, Rockhounds 1.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds Baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Colby Thomas leads it off against Ian Bedell. They go to the top half of the 7th. Colby 0-for-2. Takes on the outside corner for a called strike at the knees. 0-for-2 with a good bit of thievery back in the first inning. Robbed of extras, if not a home run, swinging strike two as Bedell gets into chase. Ian Bedell has struggled in his last 4 outings or so. Stretching the pitch, and boy, down and in, swinging strike three, and Colby up and down on three pitches. But again, Bedell is a top 20 prospect for the Cardinals. Missed a lot of time early in his career. Was drafted in 2020, we mentioned that, the COVID year, and then had Tommy John surgery in 21. So even though he was drafted now four seasons ago, he's still fairly young in terms of his pro career. And this may be his best double-A outing easily. In fact, pitched down and in, one ball, no strikes. And doing it against a good offensive club in the Rockhounds. We talked about Brad Ziegler and that just remarkable career. In the 11 years, he was one of the best relievers in baseball over that time. And that is no exaggeration at all. Pitch outside, 2-0. One of those guys that is somewhat overlooked, I think, in that regard. Seen some really good pieces on Brad in his career. Pitch is down and in for a ball. Count goes 3-0, so 3-0 to Shane McGuire. Nobody on, one out, top of the seventh, 4-1 Springfield. Shane takes all the way and takes a strike 3-1. When Brad came up to the Rockhounds, he was a starter, was a Texas League All-Star starter. I think I muffed that in the piece you just heard. He was a Texas League All-Star before being asked to convert not only to the bullpen, but to becoming a submariner. But Brad also went to college here. It wasn't called Missouri State back then. Pitched down and in, ball four. So first walk of the game for either team, and Shane McGuire draws it. No surprise there. 17th walk against 13 strikeouts. So Shane is on for Brennan Malone. Well, Brennan may or may not get back to the plate in this game. He's got some personal business going on. Missouri State University is what it is now called, and Brad is an alum here. Swing of the line drive, base hit! Just got past the glove of the shortstop, Rivas. Boy, I thought he was going to pull some burglary. We've seen a couple already. But Brennan Malone with a line drive, base hit to left field. Get a second look at it to see how close Rivas came. That pitch was up when Rivas almost got it. Line drive. So it is two men on. That'll bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Junior Perez. And gets a visit to the mound. Brennan Malone has now hit in eight consecutive games. And that's a pretty good number just to begin with. Eight games is pretty doggone good stuff. But in that eight games, he's 16 for 31. That is .516. And his on-base percentage is right about .575 during that time. So Brennan Malone extends the streak and brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Junior Perez. It's 4-1 Cardinals, 2-1, 1-out. Pitched by Bedell. Boy, a swing and a miss. And I know, Junior, check and make sure your shoes are still on, man. That was a swing. Almost lost his helmet, almost lost his shoes, almost lost his mind. He was swinging at that thing. Swings a hard-hit ball, and that is going to be handled by Rivas. Handles a line drive at the shoe tops, tries to underhand behind McGuire, dives back into the bag safely. Bang, bang, play there. Boy, Junior ripped it. If that ball bounces maybe a foot earlier, let's see here. Sinking line drive. Yeah, it was handled right before, just basically at the top of the shoe by Rivas. Line drive, hard hit, but two men are down, and that'll bring up Quincy Napoorty. Quincy 0 for 2. Delivery to him is off the outside corner, 1-0. Brad Ziegler, by the way, was a hero to the club. He's here in, seven was his last year, was an All-Star in 2006. Swinging as a high pop-up behind the plate. Giving a look at Jimmy Crooks. Does he have room? Nope, by three rows into the seats. And Brad Ziegler, by the way, kind of soft-spoken, man of just, he's a tremendous person, man of great faith, among other things, and about as likable as they get. But he was an absolute hero to his team because he was very popular here and actually had a Apparently somebody at a local pizza place, and he got pizza for the entire team for a bus ride when the team left Springfield. And, man, they loved it. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be handled at second base. Mendlinger to Rivas. Force out. Inning comes to an end. McGuire forced at second base. Checkney Malone forced at second base. So the Hounds get a couple of base runners. No runs on a hit, no errors. Two men are left. And at the seventh inning stretch, it remains a three-run ball game. By the way, non-Googleable trivia today will be absolutely positively goofy, but I'll tell you why when we return. Take me out to the ball game. Time still playing under Mother Nature's light. And it's Springfield 4, the Rockhounds 1.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Come back to Hammond's Field. Oh, I did not realize it was a kids' choir here. And they just sang God Bless America. I would have stayed for this, of course. Did not realize the kids. They did a really nice job of the national anthem tonight. Did not realize they were going to do God Bless America. I will try to be more on top of that tomorrow. What do we say different? It's the Hillsboro Tigers, I think. And now they're going to take me out to the ball game, of course. Oh, man, kids are everywhere. They're on top of the home dugout to sing. Very cool. Actually, this is a different group, so they've got a couple of different kiddos here. Might be from the same school. The Hillsboro Tigers, I think the choir did the national anthem, and this is the Cub Choir. So, and they have the same team colors, so I'm guessing this is all a school called Hillsboro School. Wander Guante going back to the mound in the seventh inning will face Chandler Redmond. Jeremy Rivas, then back up top for Brian Torres in the seventh. Springfield trying to break through in this one. In this series, Rockhounds have taken the first three, but the Cardinals have not trailed in this ballgame this evening. Field has just drifted now into shadows all the way with sunset upon us. Just some high white wispy clouds above us, big billowing clouds. Now huge cloud banks way, way, way in the distance, and really I think more artistic than anything. And we'll see what the rest of the weekend will be like. But this is overall the best day by far of our stay. Speaking of our stay, the drive to the ballpark from our team hotel passes a sign, a marquee. Chandler Redmond takes down and away from Wander Guante, 1-0. Again, Redmond, Rivas, and Torres here in the seventh. The marquee makes a rather major boast. Backup pitch high and tight, ball 2-0. They claim, and by the way, they use the word universe, which obviously none of us is really sure what that involves. Pitch down and away, ball 3, so Wander falling behind Chandler Redmond. He's 1-for-2, single and a run scored in the second, struck out in the fourth against starter Jack Cushing. Guante, who throws hard, the delivery, and that will not going to miss ball 4, so a leadoff walk for Wander here in the seventh inning. The business claims to have the fastest fill-in-the-blank in the universe. Okay, in the universe. This claim kind of astounded me, so I'll give you four choices. And this is marquee, a pass on the way from the hotel to the ballpark each day, claiming does this business to have the fastest something in the universe, which covers some ground and lots of other stuff. Pitcher called strike to Jeremy Rivas. It's 0-1. Number 9 hitter in the order is struck out twice in this one. 3-for-13 in the series all yesterday, including a home run. Home run brought the Cardinals within 8-7 yesterday. Check swing, did he go? Nope, but it's a called strike, and it's 0-2. Does this business I'm talking about claim to have the fastest tacos in the universe, fastest car wash in the universe,
fastest internet speed, or fastest pizza delivery in the universe. Not just Springfield. Pitch swung on, popped up. Left side, long run. Cooper Bowman, foul ground. Nope, going to run out of room. Now Cooper going out. Colby Thomas coming in. And the ball bounced between them. Neither had a great chance at it. And Colby will retrieve and grass burn down that left field side. Love it. Absolutely love it when a kid gets the baseball. This kid is he's wearing a Cardinal jersey. And that ball is in his right hand and extended high in the air in utter, total victory. Absolute joy. Here's the 1-2 from Wander. Bounce foul wide of third. Good protective swing by Rivas to hang in there. 1-2. Okay, this business has the fastest what in the universe? The fastest tacos in the universe? Fastest car wash? Fastest internet speed? Or fastest pizza delivery? Which I'm finding is hard to say. By the way, Colby Thomas could run for mayor of the grass berm right now. He retrieved that foul ball and tossed that to a kid. Okay, well, none of them are old enough to vote, but if they could elect a mayor of the grass berm, I think Colby is ahead in all the polls. One ball and two strikes to Jeremy Rivas. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, Springfield 4, Rockhounds 1. Pitch way up and in for a ball, 2-2. And Brian Torres waiting on deck. Wander might have to get an update on this. 6-1, 183 out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 23 years of age, pitched, had stopped in a year ago. Opened the season with Lansing and now makes his Double-A debut. And bullpen short by a couple of arms. The guys who have been promoted to Las Vegas Hall pitchers. Swinging the high fly ball left field. Colby going back. He is still going back. And he leaps. And can he grab it? He did! Colby Thomas! The bullpen goes crazy. Colby Thomas, who was robbed in this game at the wall by Nathan Church in right field, returns the favor. Oh, what a catch! He took a home run away. Just confirmed that on the replay. Jeremy Rivas absolutely robbed. Brilliant play by Colby Thomas. Church's play was those are two of the best we've seen all year. They come in the same game. I believe the fence here is 9 feet high, if I recall what I was told. I should have jotted it down. Probably didn't. Brian Torres takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Nathan Church robbed Colby with a leaping grab, his glove right on that top railing of the fence. And in front of his own bullpen, Colby Thomas does the same with a brilliant play, and that ball was over the top of the railing. Pitch down and into Torres, ball two. So one on, one out with exclamation points. And Nathan Church on deck, Brian Torres at the plate. Torres left-handed here, swings, fouls this one back. Check me, Nathan Church at the plate. Lost one. Oops, lost one batter along the way. Having too much fun with trivia. So Church is at the plate, I beg your pardon. One man down in the inning, turn and toss over to first. And base runner is Chandler Redmond, 4-1 Springfield. Goodness, catch my card up here. Don't do that very often. Swinging a foul away. Just found out what I did. Forgive me for that. I had the wrong guy up to start thing. It was Rivas who drew the walk. Torres flies out to left in that brilliant play. Doesn't diminish the defensive effort. Boy, and that sensational stuff from Colby. Pitch drops down low, blocked by Shane McGuire. So it'll be a 3-2 count to Nathan Church. Again, Rivas is the base runner. My paperwork faltered me in
or I faulted it to end the seventh inning for Springfield. So it was Rivas who led it off. Torres flies out. One on, one out, 3-2. Runner broke too soon. Throw behind him. Goes to Mujica and down to second base for the out. Well, they say safe. Boy, Gregorio's going to argue this. I have no idea how indeed, but Rivas is deemed safe. Jack Winkler with a tag. Well, Gregorio is, now Cooper, very calmly, by the way, asking for clarification. Boy, this inning is a mess. Let's see, what do we got? He initially called out and then called safe. So Gregorio definitely wants an explanation here. Initially, the out call was made. And then Clay Williams, the umpire, looks at the bag and points down to the bag and goes safe. So, Gregorio is, boy, expressing his feelings. But, yeah, now let's see. Are the umpires going to talk? They are. They're going to discuss this. So, the umpiring crew will get together. Well, Gregorio went that far. He's doing his Darren Bush impression here, getting the umpires to talk it over. It was a 3-2 pitch. Runner broke too early. Wander threw behind him to Mujica. Now, they're still saying safe, and Gregorio doesn't like it, but he's not going to argue it any further. So the base runner is safe, and I'll ask G after the game exactly what that was all about. So it's still 3-2 to Church. The 3-2 pitch was never thrown. Yeah, Gregorio's still not happy. Understandably so. I have to ask after the game. Don't want to try to even guess there. That will be a stolen base for Rivas, so it's a runner in scoring position. And Church drives one, but foul into the right field corner, 3-2. So let's recap this inning, because I'm messed up to start with my paperwork. Jeremy Rivas, leadoff. Rivas with the steal. I'm just told that was his 10th stolen base. I am aware of that as well. He's swinging a high pop-up. This is in foul territory, playable for Cooper. Bowman near the stands, but he's got it. So Nathan Church fouls out, runner in scoring position, two men down. Rivas walking to open the inning. Then it was Torres who is robbed of the home run by Colby Thomas. Stolen base with some controversy for Rivas, and Church fouls out to third. The batter is Jimmy Crooks, 0-2 with a hit by pitch. Swings and sends a high fly ball to center on the first pitch he sees. Junior says he's got it. Jogs in and makes the catch. Well, my paperwork was faulty. Gregorio Petit might tell you the call at second was faulty, but as it turns out, it won't matter. No runs or hits. No errors in a man left on base. So we'll give you the line score in a moment. I will also answer the trivia. You've had a lot of time, but I don't think you can Google it, because I don't imagine that is Googleable. Here in Springfield, Missouri, after seven innings of play, it's the Cardinals 4, the Rockhounds 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Cardinals will go to the bullpen, and boy, one of the best not only on this team, one of the very best in the league, Ryan Shreve, will come on to pitch in the eighth inning. And, I would think the best... Best start, best performance of his pro career, maybe for Ian Bedell. Goes seven innings, gives up one run on three base hits. Cooper Bowman with a solo home run. Walked one, struck out six. And departs with a 4-1 advantage. And again, Shreve has been, boy, about as lights out as you can get. So a 4-1 ball game as we'll go to the top of the eighth inning. And Shreve continues the warm-up tosses. Since I muffed the paperwork so badly here over that end of the seventh, I guess, into the sixth and seventh for, based on my card. I'm going to go to the electronic box to make sure I give this to you properly. Rockhounds, one run, three hits, two errors, 1-3-2. And for the Cardinals, it's four runs, seven hits, no errors, 4-7-0. Cooper Bowman, solo home run in the fourth inning. R.J. Yeager, solo home run in the sixth. Brian Torres, a big two-run single in the second inning. And the Cardinals have not trailed in this game. Bedell will face Denzel Clark. He leads it off in the eighth inning. Pitch to Denzel, outside corner, called strike, and it's 0-1. Get your Shreve's numbers and get that goofy trivia out of the way. I'm blaming it all on the goofy trivia. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. Shreve delivers, ground ball, back up the middle, clean base hit for Denzel. Now that's a sharp single off a very good reliever, Denzel Clark, with a leadoff single. Denzel now on base in five straight games, and last nine he's hitting right about .275. And again, boy, if you could extend that out the rest of the season, that would be more than acceptable. Ryan Shreve on this season has made nine appearances. He has a 0.51 earned run average. 0.51. That was the 12th hit he has given up in 17 and two-thirds innings. Jose Mujica checks his swing, holds up. It's 1-0. Shreve in his 17 and two-thirds, two walks and 21 strikeouts. That's a 10.5-1 ratio. Long set by the right-hander. Mujica swings and sends one back to the screen, 1-1. So Shreve has just been as good as anybody in the Texas League 2024 in relief. Again, Bedell, seven innings, only three base hits, one run. It was earned on the solo home run, one walk, and half a dozen whips. Shreve's pitch, Mujica tempted, no, did not go. Again, check swing, more body than actual check swing. 2-1 is the count. Game four of a six-game set. Teams play at 6:05 tomorrow, 1:05 Sunday. Roy Bersalinas and Blake Beers will get the starts for the Hounds the next two games. Denzel takes the lead, 2-1 count. Mujica is 1-2. Pitch to Jose, high and tight. Ball three. So Ryan Shreve, who basically walks no one, is 3-1 to Jose Mujica. Denzel takes the lead, 4-1, top of the eighth inning. Cardinals on top. Pitching and, boy, defense have dominated this game. Pitch to Mujica, strike on the outside edge, 3-2 the count. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman waiting on deck. By the way, Amarillo is leading Frisco 7-1. They're in the fourth inning, though. Long way to go in that ballpark after Frisco just romped yesterday, 10-1 and 10-2 in the doubleheader. Toss to first, Denzel goes back to the bag, diving in under the throw. And Ryan Shreve with that 0.51 ERA. Ryan, big right-hander, 6'6", 220. 25 years of age, he's out of Sherman Oaks, California. Been around a little bit. Here's the stretch and pitch and tapped towards short. Denzel will move up, have to come to first, but that's the out. So it pushes the runner into scoring position, although that's a trade-off I would think the Cardinals would gladly take. And here's Cooper. He's 1-3 with a home run. All right, let me wrap this thing up. Fastest something in the universe, according to Marquee, that I pass each day coming from the hotel to the ballpark. This business claims to have what? The fastest tacos, car wash, internet speed, or pizza delivery in the universe. And they've got it painted right on the side of the building. They're sure about it. Pitch way low and outside for a ball. Now, fastest internet speed, I'm sure that would be debatable. Talking about the universe. Fastest car wash? No, that would be interesting. That'd be kind of a good thing, actually. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. Denzel takes the lead. Shreve with a pitch to Cooper. Strike called the knees, 1-1. And, well, fastest pizza delivery. I think I'd prefer that they cooked it. But, restaurant, and I find it fascinating, and goodness, I hope you do too. Here's the 1-1 stretch. Probably not. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, I think chasing a breaking ball down and away, 1-2. This restaurant in Springfield claims to have, I quote, the fastest tacos in the universe. Now, how we know this, how you gauge this, I'm not sure. Do they mean in terms of fastest taco preparation, which might get scary in terms of the food you're eating? Or are tacos fast? Here's the 1-2 to Cooper now, the long set by Shreve. Pitch takes flight down the way, 2-2. If tacos are fast, how do we measure that? I don't know that I've ever seen a taco move. But according to the restaurant here in Springfield, Missouri, and they paint it right on the side of the building, they have the fastest tacos in the universe. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung and punched, and that's a base hit into right field with a good piece of hitting by Cooper. Going to be first and third. Again, remember, Shreve just flat out doesn't give much up at all, and both Denzel and Cooper base hits. Shreve in 17 and two-thirds coming in. He has an out in this inning, so in 18 innings, he has given up only 13 base hits. The Hounds have two in this inning. Cooper with a line drive into right field for the base hit. Denzel advancing to third. Two on, one out. Here's Jack Winkler. He's 0 for 3. So from the personal perspective and from the team perspective, Jack would love to get something here. Time call. Is that a pitch clock violation? Yep, it sure is. Pitch clock violation, 1-0 to Winkler. Denzel at third, Cooper at first. Both guys run well. Cooper, of course, a thief deluxe. Pitch high and into Winkler for ball one. One, make it two balls, no strikes with the pitch timer violation. Jack has bounced to second, bounced to the pitcher, and struck out, all against starter Ian Bedell. Set and pitch by Shreve down the middle, but low ball, 3-0. Well, with his stats on the year, the probability is this will be a strike. Or at least a pitch in the zone. Three balls, no strikes to Winkler. Colby Thomas on deck, top of the eighth inning. Toss to first, and Cooper is back. Didn't have much of a lead. Springfield 4, Rockhounds 1. Shreve comes set. 3-0 count. Winkler waits. Pitch is inside. Ball four. Well, Ryan Shreve doesn't do much of any of this. And with that, by the way, Jack Winkler loads the bases. And he hasn't had a huge series at all, but he's now reached base in 16 straight. Pitching coach Eric Peterson will come out. Now 17 and two-thirds coming in. 11 hits and two walks. He has pitched one-third of an inning in this ballgame, has Ryan Shreve, and he's given up two hits and a walk. With that, by the way, three walks against 21 strikeouts. That is not a ratio. His ratio is 7-1. Man. But here, he is in a bit of trouble. The bases are loaded, one man down. The batter is Colby Thomas. Colby 0 for 3. He has been robbed himself. He has robbed Brian Torres in this game. Both with leaping catches at the top of the railing. He struck out his last two times. Bases full for Colby. Tying runs on base. Stretch by Shreve. Pitch to Colby outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Shane McGuire on deck. Top of the eighth inning. One out. Clark at third. Bowman at second. Winkler at first. All three run very well. Pitch by Shreve. Check swing. Did he go? That's appealable. Nope, did not go. Crowd won't like it. moved the bat a little bit, but did not go 2-0. Well, the Cardinals have battled back, especially in games 1 and 3. Hounds trying to do the same here in game number 4. Here's the set. Shreve with the 2-0. Colby swings and fouls it back and had an absolute rip at that pitch. Two balls, one strike. Denzel singled to center sharply. Jose Mujica bounced to shortstop with Denzel moving up. Cooper in opposite field. Line drive single to right. Jack Winkler walked. 2-1 count. Colby waits. Stretch and pitch by Shreve. Sent foul right here. Did you hear that? Folks, that was, boy, that might have gotten the computer had that come in this window. Two balls, two strikes. Whew. This is a scary spot for foul balls, this booth is. Two balls, one strike, make it 2-2. Include that foul ball. Two balls, two strikes. Bases full, Colby waits, pitch by Shreve, swung on that ball, rip into left center field. Ball's got a chance to do some damage, it is down! Off the base of the wall, it'll score one, it'll score two, second and third. Colby Thomas drives a double to the gap in left center field. And against perhaps one of the, well, without a doubt, one of the best relievers in this league. And Colby flat drove that ball. It hit the base of the wall. It is a 4-3 game. Denzel scores easily from third. Cooper easily from second. Jack Winkler comes around to third base. Colby Thomas, RBIs 25 and 26. He now leads the team. And the Hounds doing damage against a guy who has given up precious little on this year. Here's Shane McGuire. Infield in. 4-3 Springfield. Pitch low and in, ball one. Well, didn't get robbed on that one. Colby drives in a pair. Shane McGuire is 0 for 2 with a walk. Left-handed hitter, infield in all the way around. Pitch to Shane, drives a line drive down the right field line. It's a fair ball. It just got down. That scores two. Hounds have the lead. Soft line drive, just got down the line. Shane McGuire puts the Hounds on top. They've scored four times against Ryan Shreve in the eighth inning. I'm going to watch and see how close this was. Boy, this ball hit. Oh, boy, that hit on the line. I mean, that hit on the line had some spin on it and actually kicked sideways. Here comes Jose LaHare. The Rockhounds have just basically driven Ryan Shreve out of the game. And that is, boy, a first to be sure. Shreve will give up four runs in a third of an inning. He had given up one earned run in 17 and two-thirds. Matt Swanson will come on to relieve him. By the way, if that last name sounds a little unusual, it's not Swanson. It is Swanson with a B, a V, S-V-A-N-S-O-N. So he comes on in the eighth inning. He will inherit a runner in scoring position with one man down. Shane McGuire with, again, it wasn't hard hit. The other three hits in this inning, very hard hit, but boy, did he ever place it. That ball took about almost a 45-degree angle bounce when it hit right on the paint line down the right field line. So a two-run double for Shane McGuire. Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas score. And the Hounds have scored four. They lead it 5-4. As Swanson will come on and he will face Brendan Malone. Swanson making his 14th appearance. He's 0-2, all in relief, a 5.17 ERA. He has four saves in as many chances. This, of course, no longer a save situation, at least not for the Cardinals. Swanson has given up 19 hits and 15 and two-thirds opposition, hitting about .300 against him. Eight walks and 16 strikeouts. Now here's Brendan Malone. Well, this is a really good comeback in the late innings for the Rockhounds in any way, shape, or form, but against the pitcher they did it against. to gain this lead, all the more remarkable. Here's Brennan Malone now. He takes high, ball one, 1-0. Crowd not convinced on that. They're getting a little grumpy here. Cardinals have led this game basically since the get-go. Pitch swung and popped foul. That's coming right back our way as well. As you can hear, one ball, one strike. Well, I mean, baseball is absolutely goofy so often. Last night, Jack Ralston came with an ERA of, what was it last night, 13? Something like that. Pitched way up and in for a ball. He had no success whatsoever. He'd given up 7 hits, 4 of them for home runs. And Ralston came in and went 6 up, 6 down in a tight game. This time, Ryan Shreve, who has been brilliant, gives up 4 runs in a third of an inning. Called strike to Malone, 2-2. So Colby Thomas and Shane McGuire back-to-back 2-run doubles. Pitch, Malone tempted, didn't go. Pitch a little high, ball 3. First base open, McGuire on it, second. Stadium lights taking more and more effect. As we get into this Friday evening, Rockhounds have erased a 4-1 deficit. They lead 5-4. Set and pitch, swung on, fly ball. Fair or foul right field line on the run. Oh, nicely handled in foul territory by Church. Well, that wasn't as good as the play he made against Colby in the first, but that was another really good play. He came a long way. Makes the catch in foul territory. Now, Brennan Malone fouls out the right fielder Church on the move. Nicely handled by Nathan. Two down. Here's Junior Perez. Now, Brennan 1-for-4, Jack Winkler 0-for-3, but Jack has drawn a walk. Brennan with one base hit, they both extended streaks, and Cooper Bowman 2-for-4 with a home run. Pitch way high and tight, ball 1 to Junior, 0-for-3, although he ripped it his last time, just a low line drive that was within the reach of shortstop Jeremy Rivas. Shane McGuire can go on contact here, 2 men down, 8th inning. Stretch and pitch, check swing, did he go? Yep, without no appeal needed there. Check swing, strike 1-1. Let's see, stirring in the Hounds bullpen. See if anybody's throwing yet. Yeah, Hounds have a right-hander, Chase Cohen, warming in the bullpen. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Junior, high strike, outside half, 1-2. So a guy with a 0.5 ERA gives up 4 runs in the third of the inning. Guy with an ERA of 5-plus trying to come in and shut it down. Another good defensive play behind him. Another good one from Nathan Church. Stretch and pitch to Perez. Swings, line drive, center field. Going to sink, going to drop. Shane McGuire coming around third base. There will be a throw to the plate. Thomas's throw cut off. Down to second goes Perez. And, boy, frustrated to beat the band is first baseman Chandler Redmond. He dropped the cutoff throw. So Perez hustles to second. Junior drives in his 19th of the year. Shane McGuire scores. And that will close the book on Shreve. He'll give up 5 runs in this game. And Junior, that's a really good swing of the bat. That was a 1-2 pitch. And again, his strikeout numbers are high. But that time on a 1-2, he drives home a run. And he gets 6-4 Hounds. Swinging a fly ball off the bat of Quincy Duporti in the shallow center. Coming on his toes, and he can't make the play. That'll drive home a run. Quincy with a little duck snort that drops. And the Hounds have scored 6 in the inning. Quincy Duporti is a guy who is more accustomed to blasting the ball out of the ballpark, but he gets an absolute Texas leaguer. Drops it shallow center. Torres coming on, but the ball hit just in front of his glove and drops. Quincy with a base hit. That run goes against Swanson. Hounds have batted around, and the guy who started it is Denzel Clark, and he stands back in here. Pitch to Denzel, just off the outside corner, maybe low. 4,557, we have just been told.
on hand this evening, and they've been happy most of the night, but not now. A six-run eighth inning. Hounds lead 7-4. Pitch swung on, and Denzel sends one back to the screen. One ball, one strike to the Hounds right fielder, one for three in this game. And again, not necessarily a big-time streak going, but for Denzel, and you know what he can bring to this team. Hounds have accomplished what they have with a guy who was going to be the cleanup batter and was to start the year hitting eighth, and basically he has been just trying to find his way. Takes down and in here, 2-1. Perez, the base runner. See if he goes. He does not. Pitch to Denzel, swings and misses, 2-2. You know, this was a game completely dominated by pitcher Ian Bedell and the Springfield defense. Hounds have had excellent defense in this game as well. It was 4-1 coming into the top of the eighth inning. It's 7-4. One on, two out. Pitch to Denzel. Perez runs. Chopper to third. Making the play as Yeager throws. I think he beat it. He sure did. And going to third and out. Oh, my goodness. Junior Perez tried to get to third base. That will be, I believe, a hit for Denzel. Inning comes to an end. Oh, my, or was it Quincy? I beg your pardon. Of course, it was Quincy. So Naporti was running. I think I said Junior Perez. Naporti was running, got to second on the single, but then tried to get to third on the throw across the diamond. Now we'll check and make sure we have the scoring on that correct. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Rockhounds score a half dozen in this ball game. Has taken a big old 180. And the Hounds maybe making a change. Double check on the defense as well. To the bottom of the eighth, Rockhounds 7, Springfield 4.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Just as we come back, forgive me for being just a tinge late, getting some scoring and some changes, or a couple of changes for the Rockhounds. Matt Lloyd stepping in, takes strike one and swings at Wander Quante's second pitch, a quick 0-2 count to Lloyd. Bottom of the eighth as he leads it off. Quante delivers outside 1-2. Single for Denzel to end the inning. Quincy Naporti simply thrown out 3-6 trying to advance. Saheed Valenzuela replaces Quincy in the lineup. Pitch high and away, 2-2. Valenzuela goes in to play second base. Brennan Malone moves from second to first here in the last of the eighth inning. So the Hounds no longer have a DH. Pitch will drop down low for a ball in the count now, 3-2. So Guante got ahead. But he is now a full count to Matt Lloyd. Remember, a three-run game. Of course, the Hounds added a couple after taking the one-run leaders. A swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Lloyd drops to his knee with a swinging strike three. double check and make sure I know where Saeed goes in the lineup, but he is the second baseman. We'll start with that. Again, it is now Malone at first, Valenzuela at second, Winkler and Bowman on the left side. Pitch outside to R.J. Yeager, who homered his last time up. First double-A strikeout for Wander Guante. Came on in the sixth, and he's now the pitcher of record. Delivery inside for a ball. Make it a two-ball, no-strike count to Yeager, who is 1-for-3. Twice a fan has hooted about a call that was called a ball to the Cardinal hitter. Pitched down the middle, called strike 2-1. Never know, might have a Rockhounds fan in the stands. Box score does not yet reflect the defensive change. I trust they saw that. Two balls, two strikes. Actually, it's Mujica, right, whose spot is taken. That's what I was looking at. There's a swinging strike three. He was scrambling the right stuff down and wrote it down incorrectly. Back-to-back strikeouts for Guante here in the eighth inning. So the change does not affect the DH for the Rockhounds. Saeed replacing Jose Mujica goes in at second, and Malone slides to first. Swing and a fly ball, left center field. Drifting over is Perez, and he will hold it in. Mike Antico has had a good series. Fly ball in the left center field. Wander Guante gave up a home run to the first batter he faced, and a base hit after that. Given up a walk along the way, but he's still given up just one run, and he retires the side 1-2-3 in the eighth. So I will get my card squared away because we are going to the top half of the ninth inning. And boy, this has been a remarkable ball game for the Rockhounds. Not only what they did, the pitcher they did it against, and in the top of the ninth, Hounds 7, Cardinals 4.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
We go to the top half of the ninth inning, and of course, wouldn't you know, Saeed swings at the first pitch, sends one up the middle that is absolutely misplayed by Rivas, the shortstop. So Valenzuela will reach on the error. There is so much going on the score sheet. We're really still waiting just to make sure on the scoring there, but I'm sure that's going to be an E6. Official scorer was given all the changes. In the meantime, the first pitch was thrown. I was coming back. Saeed put it in play. Saeed, give us a pitch. Kidding, of course. Cooper Bowman takes, and that's a called strike. It's 0-1. Cooper, 2-for-4. Hounds with a 7-hit inning in the eighth inning. Scored 6 runs on 7 base hits. This pitch swung on down the line. That looks like a fair ball. It is. That'll head down the corner. That just got right over the bag. Saeed will come all the way around to score. Cooper, stand up, double. Cooper Bowman. My goodness, is this kid swinging the bat. He has a home run, a single, and a double in this game. He is 3-for-5 in a 14-game hit streak. Right over the bag, down the line, into the corner. Saheed will score. He had reached on an error, so while the run will be unearned, it is a run, and the Rockhounds lead it 8-4. Cooper now is tied again with Colby Thomas for the team lead, and Ribbies with 26 as he drives that one down the left field line right over the bag. Hounds have scored 7 runs in the last inning plus. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop, might be 2 up, look to third base. Throw to first in time, that'll go 6-3. Boy, just for a moment, as Cooper broke, he will advance to third base. Just for a moment, thought that ball might be in his path, but now Rivas makes the play well behind Cooper. So Cooper advances, and easily so. Throw to first base in time, runner at third, one man down. Valenzuela reaching on an error to the shortstop. Scores on the double by Cooper, who is now at third for Colby Thomas. Takes high for a ball, 1-0. And I was saying earlier, and it's true, Springfield is a very well-organized, very well-run press box. The last half, or maybe inning and a half, absolute chaos. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-0. Scorekeeper here gives a lot of information over the in-house PA, and as he was talking, had an error committed in the field. They were trying to get the Rockhounds defensive thing changes in order. Here's the 2-0 called strike to Colby, 2-1. Still got something messed up on my card from the Cardinals sixth inning, but I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and take care of that at the hotel tonight. I have no idea where that came from. 2-1 pitch will get there, called strike 2-2. The scorekeeper and I are probably pretty even in frazzled right now, but boy, it's great frazzled. Rockhounds lead 8-4. Pitches up high to Colby, ball 3-2. No longer a save situation, but Hounds. Yeah, do have activity in the bullpen, and that's Grant Holman, so. Pitch swung on, punched into right field, and that is going to be a sliding catch by Nathan Church. Run scores, but that's his third brilliant catch. Hounds lead 9-4. Nathan Church. Man, I mean, he has 3 catches. They are all different types of catches. That was a sliding catch on a line drive. Colby drives in his third of the game. Cooper scoring on the sacrifice fly. Hounds lead it 9-4. And a called strike to Shane McGuire, 0-1. Shane 1-for-3. He was robbed of a base hit by Mendlinger on a brilliant play. He's also walked 2-run, double and a run scored. That was part of the 8th inning. Pitch to Shane, got there inside corner, called strike 2, 0-2. Both runs will be unearned. But the Hounds have expanded the lead 9-4. We'll see if Holman still pitches the 9th inning. Pitch high for a ball, 1-2. Swanson comes set, base is empty. Pitch swung on and missed, and Shane is out on strikes. Boy, for 7 innings in this ballgame, I mean, it was Cardinals in, well, as much command as you can be in a less than a rout. It was only a 3-run ballgame, but they were really in command. We go to the last of the 9th inning, and the Rockhounds lead this ballgame by the score of 9-4. And it will be Grant Holman who will come on as we go to the bottom of the 9th at Hammonds Field.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar.
like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Grant Holman will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the last of the ninth. It is not a save situation, but it is a game the Rockhounds just love to close on out after a wonderful comeback. Wander Guante gave up a home run to the first guy he faced, but he comes away with a very solid double-A debut, I think you'd say. Three innings, gives up two hits, one run on the home run. He walked one, struck out three. So right-hander Wander Guante, double-A debut. He's the pitcher of record in this game. And Grant will come on to try to close it. Rockhounds scoring eight runs in the eighth and ninth combined. They lead 9-4. Bottom third of the order, Noah Mendlinger will lead it off. Left-handed hitter is 0 for 3. He was one of the guys robbed in this game, though. Backdoor pitch called strike 0-1. Colby Thomas made a terrific play on Mendlinger back in the second inning. Cardinals went on to score two on a two-out single. Line drive toward Colby, and he's got it for the up. Boy, that ball really carried. Colby ended up had to reach up, little Statue of Liberty look to reach up and glove that ball. That was a line shot, well hit, one down. Here's Chandler Redmond. They have Redmond in this game. He was Chandler that I botched his at-bat in the seventh inning. Pitch up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Well, the Rockhounds winning the first three. This one in comeback fashion. The Cardinals had been threatening in the first and third games of this series. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 1-1. Hounds led 6-2 when the rains came Tuesday. They held off the Cardinals 6-4. Led 8-4 last night, were shut out over the last four innings of the ballgame, won 8-7. They were down in this game all the time, swinging that ball fouled straight down, maybe off Chandler's foot, one ball and two strikes. A six-run, seven-hit eighth inning. Colby Thomas and Shane McGuire with two-run doubles. Delivery on the way, a check swing. Did he go? The appeal, nope, not going to get that. Maybe not in the ninth inning anyway. Two balls, two strikes. Of the six runs, two-run double by Colby Thomas got the Hounds within 4-3. Shane McGuire's double put them up 5-4. Junior Perez an RBI single, and Quincy Naporti an RBI flare single drove in runs 5 and 6. Pitch called, third strike, outside corner, and while the crowd is grumbling, Chandler Redmond is not. He walked away. That was a great pitch. Two down in the ninth inning. I know it's redundant, repetitive, and saying the same thing over and over again, but we saw Ryan Shreve earlier in this series, and he looked every bit the part of that 0.51 ERA, but hey, on any given inning, and the Hounds really got to him. Pitch up high, ball one to Jeremy Ribas. Five of the six runs in that inning charged to Ryan Shreve. Stretch and pitch down and away from Grant. 2-0 to Ribas. He has walked in three trips. Two strikeouts, one walk, one stolen base. Two out in the ninth inning. We have made the journey fully into night here this evening. Grant Holman trying to close it, but misses high and outside. Ball three. Top of the order, Brian Torres on deck. With the Hounds, couple of runs in the top of this, the ninth inning, and that also changes the complexion of the game a bit. The pitch from Holman. That's up high, ball four. So Grant will talk to himself as he walks a batter with two out in the last of the ninth. And that'll bring up Torres. One for three. And again, Torres absolutely robbed of a home run. And it would have been a home run. Colby Thomas. And that would have been a two-run home run, by the way. Of course, Colby robbed of extras and maybe a home run by Nathan Church earlier, one of his three brilliant plays in the game. Torres swings and misses, comes up empty on the fastball. 0-1. Torres, left-handed hitter. 1-for-4 with that two-run single earlier. RBIs 20 and 21. Pitch to Torres, swung on, foul ball at the plate, 0-2. Jack Cushing started this game, really was solid, went 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, only 2 of them earned. No walks, 5 strikeouts, did hit one batter. Wander Guante, pitcher of record, 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned, a walk and 3 Ks. 0-2 count, pitch on the way, fouled off. We'll do it again on 0-2 in the last of the ninth inning. 6:05 is start time tomorrow, 1:05 Sunday afternoon. Kids on the grass berm down the left field side, it's all kids down there. I guess a couple of families way up high on the berm, but boy, kiddos have gotten about a half dozen souvenir baseballs tonight. 0-2 stretch. Grant looks to close it. One on, two out, ninth inning. Pitch swung on, fouled away, up on into a sweep. Oh, my, yeah, into a sweep. Hello, that'll scramble some folks. 0-2 the count. Actually, not a sweep. That's the Redbird Roost. Oh, that's one of my favorite spots in the league. How did I miss that? Now the set. Pitch by Grant. Bouncing ball, right side. Malone slides, makes the play, comes up, throwing, ball game. Rockhounds rally from 4-1 down with a 6-run eighth inning, and they have won this series with their 4th consecutive victory. And this one, and I will ask G after the ball game, but tonight is game 37 of this season. That is the Rockhounds' 25th victory, and it is one of several of those that would be at the top of the list. This was a heck of a comeback. And again, and it's hard to overemphasize, against an outstanding reliever. The Rockhounds win this game 9-4, a 6-run rally in the eighth inning. And they are 4-0 in this 6-game series with 2 games remaining. So a big tip of the cap, and I mean all the way around. Defense brilliant by both teams. There were some errors in the game as well, but some brilliant plays. Watching the last last of the high five line. And that's Gregorio Petit. There's some smiles down there. This was a terrific victory. Tip of the hat, guys. We'll total this one up. Rockhounds 9, Cardinals 5. Make it, I'm sorry, boy, who's excited? Rockhounds 9, Cardinals 4. We'll give you the line score and a wrap of the ball game right after this. He said, scrambling after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, the good folks here in Springfield have fireworks that they can now enjoy. Even though, of course, the final result, well, it was a ball game that looked like it was a perfect fireworks night for Springfield for a long while. They led the game 4-1 going into the top of the eighth inning. And we're, again, 4-1, of course, that's a save situation, so that's not a lopsided game in any way, shape, or form. But it was a game that you just kind of felt the Cardinals were pretty much anyway in control of, but as it turns out, that is not the case. The Rockhounds rally back with six in the eighth, and we'll recount that for you in a couple of moments. Looks like they are, I think what they're trying to do, the electronic box is a little bit slow, and I think the reason is trying to get the defensive replacement or the switch that brought Saheed Valenzuela into the ball game. So the box not quite final, but I think these numbers are correct. Rockhounds, 9 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. They were both in the first inning, 9, 11, and 2. And for Springfield, 4 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, 4, 7, and 1. Cooper Bowman, a solo home run in the fourth inning. That is his 6th of the season. And R.J. Yeager, a solo home run, first batter that Wander Guante faced, in fact, his 6th of the year, solo in the 6th inning of this game. Wander is the winner in relief. The blown save and the loss go to Ryan Shreve, who gave up 5 runs in 1/3 of an inning. And again, came in with an earned run average of 0.51. And I'm going to check the box really quickly, see if I can see what his numbers might have gone to. Don't know that that is available just yet. But 5 innings out, his ERA went from 0.5 to exactly 3. In the span of a third of an inning. We'll recap it for you, and we'll try to do that briefly in a couple of moments. That one, Rockhounds Radio, continues and concludes in just a moment from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. See if the broadcaster can get the score right this time. Rockhounds 9, Cardinals 4.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
This ballgame for the Rockhounds started with Cooper Bowman at the plate with a 3-0 count, nobody out in the top of the first inning. He struck out on the next 3 pitches. Colby Thomas looked like he was going to drive the ball out of the ballpark. Nathan Church, first of his 3 brilliant grabs, kept it from going out, robbed him of at least a double off the top of the railing, and perhaps, and I think it might have been a home run. And the Hounds end up going 1-2-3. The Rockhounds boot the ball twice in the first inning. A couple of errors, a flare single, a double steal, including Church taking home, and the Cardinals led it 1-0. Brian Torres, a 2-run, 2-out single in the second, and the Cardinals expanded the lead to 3-0. Cooper Bowman will get the Hounds on the board in the fourth inning with a solo home run, extended his hit streak to 14 with that swing, 6th of the year, and it was a 3-1 ball game. But with starter Ian Bedell on the mound, he gave up that solo home run to Cooper, and by the time he left the game after 7, he'd given up only 1 run on 3 hits, with 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. The Cardinals got the home run back with a solo shot by R.J. Yeager in the 6th inning. And so, as we're saying, the Cardinals, with some outstanding defense, both ball clubs making brilliant plays. Colby Thomas, exceptional for the Rockhounds in left field. Nathan Church, brilliant for Springfield and Wright, among others. So it was a 4-1 game as Vidal leaves the game in the seventh inning. Said a moment ago, 4-1 is only a 3-run game, of course, but it was a pretty solid feeling 4-1 game for the Cardinals. In the eighth inning, Ryan Shreve comes into the game. We gave you his numbers, 17 and two-thirds innings, 11 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, and 21 strikeouts on the season. The Rockhounds will get to him for 5 runs on 4 base hits and a walk, and took advantage of each and every one of them. A leadoff single by Denzel. Then Jose Mujica bounces out, Denzel moving to second. Cooper then will single to right field, runners at the corners. Jack Winkler draws a walk that extends his on-base streak to 16 games and loaded the bases. Colby Thomas on a 2-2 pitch drives a double to the base of the wall in left center. That gets the Hounds within 4-3 with Denzel and Cooper both scoring. Shane McGuire then sends a flare double down the right field line. It hit on the line, and two more will score with Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas coming across. McGuire's double gives the Hounds a 5-4 advantage, and Shreve's night is done. After Brennan Malone fouled out to right field on another good running play by Nathan Church, he was exceptional in this game. Junior Perez will single to center field. That will drive home a run as Shane McGuire scores. Junior then hustles down to second, by the way, on the throw, so he's in scoring position. Quincy Naporti sends a little flare into center field. It drops. Junior scores, and that will cap the 6-run inning. Rockhounds will send 10 men to the plate. They will have 7 hits in the inning and score 6 runs in this inning to take a 7-4 lead. Hounds get 2 more runs, and I'm going to double-check my card here. They should be both unearned, I believe, in the ninth. Saheed Valenzuela reaching on an error. Cooper Bowman drives an RBI double. Again, he had a terrific ball game, did Cooper, extending his hit streak to 14. And a sacrifice fly on another brilliant catch by Church off the bat of Colby Thomas. So Colby pretty much got robbed twice by Church in this game, but he'll bring home Cooper with the ninth run of the game, second run of the inning. So this, a comeback win that is just really, really impressive. And the Hounds will win this series. They have clinched the series with 2 games still to be played. And again, remember that Springfield came into this series as the North Division leaders. They are the co-leaders at this point, although Arkansas is trailing as well right now. And for the Rockhounds, Amarillo is leading Frisco. That's a 7-1 ball game at Hodgetown. So we'll see how that unfolds. And it's, again, scoreboard watching is, well, it's I think it's viable right now. I don't think it's intense just yet, but it's certainly viable. And the Hounds, with this win now, 4 in a row at Springfield, clinching the first of the 2 series on this very pivotal, I shall not say critical, but this pivotal road trip here in this first half pennant race. Just got the official box. Just wanted to make sure. Everybody was scrambling here for a couple of innings. Even the official scorekeeper, he was spending more time on his microphone than I was on mine. Rockhounds 9-11-2, Springfield 4-7-1. So those numbers are indeed correct. Winning pitcher is Wander Guante, so he's 1-0. The blown save and the loss going to Ryan Shreve. Ball game, after all of that, the pitch clock is an amazing thing. According to the good folks here, and I'm sure they're not lying to me, this game was played in 2 hours, 24 minutes. Of course, there wasn't a lot of offense from the visiting team until the eighth inning, but 2:24, and the attendance in this evening was, I do believe, 4,567. Yep, 4,567. They enjoyed a nice fireworks show after they watched the visiting team rally back and win. Roiber Salinas will go to the mound for the Rockhounds tomorrow evening. 6:05 will be our start time here on Rockhounds Radio. And it will be, boy, just a tremendous matchup. And I started to mention this a couple of times and things started to happen. Tink Hentz, who was the top prospect in the Cardinals organization, outstanding young right-hander against Roiber Salinas, who was a good prospect for the Rockhounds. It is, again, one of the more high-profile pitching matchups in all of minor league baseball tomorrow, as Tink Hentz and Roiber Salinas will be the matchup. Blake Beers gets the baseball for the Rockhounds on Sunday afternoon at 1:05 for the series finale. Well, the tip of the cap from the booth to the guys in the clubhouse for this one, a marvelous come-from-behind win. The Rockhounds defeat the Springfield Cardinals at a final score of 9-4. And, man, that win-loss record, pretty doggone impressive. Hounds now improved to 25-12 on the season, and it appears at least likely they will now build a one-and-a-half game lead over Frisco in a very tight South Division pennant race. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in Springfield, Missouri, my thanks for joining me, for hanging through a wild ball game, and it was an absolute pleasure and a privilege to bring it to you. We'll see you tomorrow evening, and until then, for the Rockhounds defeating the Cardinals 9-4, Bob Hards saying goodnight, Red, goodnight, Leo, goodnight, Mr. Scully, and goodnight, my friends, from Hammonds Field in Springfield.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.